So you pen them at night. If you had a good bunch of cows and pen them at night, you'd grow fertilizer there, compost, they call it, manure for your garden and taters and stuff.
Is that pretty good for growing stuff?
Oh, it does. Makes the watermelons, collard greens.
That would do it, huh?
That's right.
Good. What, where do you keep your hogs and your pigs? What kind of place would you call that?
Well, they got a place they call it a hog pest. You have different wide for hogs than you do cows. You have this hog wire and then you have barbed wire for cows where you build your hog fence out of hog wire, they call it.
What was the difference?
Well, you see, this barbed wire is to build passes for cows. Well, the barbed wire won't keep a hog like it will a cow. A hog will go through it.
Is that right? Won't hurt it? Yeah. It won't?
He'll cut him, but he'll go through it.
He just doesn't care, huh?
That's right. He'll go through it.
Would this hog pen be open, or would it have some kind of cover over it?
It'll be open. Man, you have some people have 40, 50 acres in the hog pest.
Would you call it anything different if it had a cover over it?
No, I don't want you to call it if it has a cover over it. Now, I've seen it in the north where they have hog pens and have them covered and have floors. But it's cold there, you know. And them hogs sleep in a flow place. And the cow barns in the north, they got upstairs, and they elevate cows upstairs and got hay for them to sleep in. It'd be three floors sometimes instead of them cow barns where they have these milk beds. Cows sleeping on floors and have hay to stay warm.
Yeah, that's a special kind of farm where they just raise milk cows. You call that a what? You said it was what kind of farm?
Dairy farm.
Dairy farm.
Yeah.
Are there many of those around here?
There ain't no dairy farms around here. They got them in the north, the Holstein, near Holstein cows. Few people have cheese cows up there, but the most have Holstein because they give so much milk. When the milk is poor, they don't have the cream as the other cows do.
What do you call that place around the barn where you might let your cows and mules and other animals just walk around? You'd say that's just the what? You know, just where all the animals free to walk around?
Well, they call that a lot.
Just a lot?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What about the place where you have your cows grazed?
That's out in the pasture.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a fence around the pasture?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever raise cotton? How did you, what sort of work did you do when you were raising cotton?
See, we prepared the ground and put out the fertilizer and planted the cotton. Bar it off, chop it and side it up. And lay it by. And pick it and get it to the gin. And have it ginned and baled and then head to town set.
That sounded like a lot of work.
Well, plenty.
What do you call the kind of grass that you might have in a field somewhere that you don't want? You know, that you always
call it a straw field.
Straw field? Any other kind of name for it? You know, stuff that you just have to pull up every time you go out there and get rid of it?
You see the one you try to